I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
The police in St. Louis, or as I call it, St. Louis.
Take me to St. Louis, Louis. Take me to the fair. Isn't that a song?
I don't know. I was thinking, like, you can find me in East L.A.
Also that.
Oh, some Nelly.
Nelly. I don't know what they say, but oh, where's Nelly been? Nelly, come back. Thanks, Florida Georgia Line, for helping that out. St. Louis, they were trying to track down a guy who was robbed at least three different Walgreens in the area while he was wearing long, baggy jean shorts.
Hard to run in those.
They're calling him, quote, the jorts-wearing bandit.
The jorts bandit.
Jorts wearing bandit.
Wow.
Please don't insult this guy. He's a hardened criminal. I think we should properly address him.
What kind of shorts?
He's the jorts wearing bandit. So they're jean shorts.
Oh, they're jean shorts, yeah.
No, okay. I'm sure I already know the answer to what I'm asking, but do you guys think that jean shorts are like a big no-no, like a fashion faux pas?
Yeah, that's like also known as dad shorts. No. No.
Does your pops wear some?
Oh, yeah. My dad is the jorts king.
What's wrong with jorts? Because I really like them. Like, my wife, that's one of the terms of getting married. I had to get rid of them. Like, we donated them, like, to big, you know, hopefully somebody at the Salvation Army was a bigger size guy or Goodwill.
Yeah, they're awful.
John Cena could rock them.
Yeah, no kidding. John Cena's the man, Alex.
Does he wear those all the time?
All the time. Google right now, John Cena. Just don't even put jorts. Just John Cena. And I guarantee you, you'll see some of those jorts are rocking. Good call on there, producer M1K. Jort shorts, I wear them across town. But he's a hot-looking dude, right?
I don't.
I think if you wear jorts, you can't wear a shirt. Like, that's the rule, right? Like, if you have jorts on, you can't have a shirt on.
Yeah, he does wear them, but it's still gross to me.
All right, they're circulating a few photos of him. He does not look like John Cena. To try to get the public's help, from the looks of it, he's a middle-aged white guy, and in one of the pictures, he's also rocking a sweet visor. So this guy's back in, like, 1996.
Really? But visors are kind of legit.
I think they're making a comeback. They were kind of lame for a second, but what's old is new again, guys.
That's right.
All right, another dummy of the day story. A 49-year-old guy named Clinton from Massachusetts was driving drunk earlier this month and hit a 69-year-old guy who was crossing the street. Oh, my gosh.
A drunk Clinton.
The guy was seriously injured, but fortunately, he survived, so he'll be okay. The cops quickly caught up with Clinton and told him that, and he told them he was drinking on doctor's orders. He even offered to give them a doctor's note to prove it.
What kind of thing do you have that doctor's going to tell you to get drunk?
Yeah, I have this note from Dr. Pepper.
They didn't buy it. And he was arrested on several charges. I'm still on like antibiotics from like my surgery, just having my leg heal up. I can't drink. At least I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to drink.
Yeah, I don't know what doctor he was talking to. I think producer MYK was right on the money with that.
Dr. Pepper and Crown? Is that what goes together really well? And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. Deputies arrested a Florida woman after she bit a man's fishing line and swam off with his lure.
Ow!
Deputies were called to the pier Tuesday evening where the fisherman claimed a woman appeared to be drunk when she swam up to his fishing line and cursed him out. Like, what are you doing, like, swimming? He's just off the pier. Like, hey, you mother, beep, 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 beep. She actually grabbed the line and bit it like, I guess, a shark. And then, she swam away with the rigging. When deputies asked the woman to come to the pier office where the fisherman had rented the pole, she became belligerent and refused to walk inside. Deputies said the woman then created a scene when they tried to take her into protective custody. She refused to let the deputies handcuff her and screamed, I'm effing naked! I'm effing naked! Several times. She was arrested on suspicion of disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without violence.
Don't interrupt a woman's nakedness, and don't interrupt a woman trying to enjoy her meal of worm bait.
God,
she didn't get arrested for hooking?
No, not this time, not at all. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.